This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. California reached a historical renewable energy milestone, with renewable energy supplying 100% of California's energy demand between 15 minutes and 6 hours in 30 of the last 38 days, a historic first for the Golden State. Wind, solar, and hydro renewable energy is exceeding demand across California, producing more energy than Californians require on an almost daily basis. California has previously had great success with its renewable energy supply, but this is the first time that wind, solar, and hydro energy have satisfied all energy demands in the state over a sustained period of several weeks. Stanford University professor Mark Jacobson said that California's renewable energy success will only increase each year as technology improves. Data for Friday, April 12th, for example, showed solar, wind, geothermal, and hydro energy exceeding demand for 6 hours, with solar energy supplying more than 80% of renewable energy. Jacobson said that California would be solely reliant on wind, water, and solar energy by 2035, following the state's recent success. The state's official goal is to run exclusively renewable by 2045. And California now also has the world's largest grid-connected battery storage facility, which went online in January and allows for the excess renewable energy to be stored up and used overnight when solar energy isn't collected. The California Energy Commission reported that more than 37% of California's energy was from its renewables portfolio. But despite its recent clean energy success, the nation's most populous state is still heavily reliant on non-renewable energy. California was the seventh largest producer of crude oil among U.S. states in 2022, and the third for crude oil refining capacity, but more and more frequently produces fossil fuel energy for other states' consumption. The League of Women Voters of the Bozeman area, Bozeman Public Library, Belgrade Community Library, and the American Association of University Women are sponsoring school board candidate forums in April in Belgrade and Bozeman. On Monday, April 22nd, the Belgrade School Board Candidate Forum will be held at the Belgrade Community Library at 6:30 p.m. with an information session on the Belgrade School District mill levy following the candidate forum. On Wednesday, April 24th, the Bozeman School Board Candidate Forum will be held at the Bozeman Public Library at 6:30 p.m. That's the Belgrade School Board Candidate Forum at the Belgrade Community Library, 6:30 p.m. on Monday, April 22nd, and the Bozeman School Board Candidate Forum at the Bozeman Public Library at 6:30 p.m. Wednesday, April 24th. The school board election is a mail ballot election, with ballots due May 7th. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.